Good evening, everybody. How we all doing tonight? It's another episode of Dollars to Deuces, a Total Titles production. My name's Nate. You can find me at Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I got my main man with me, Rich, even though he's mad at me tonight. You can find him on Twitter at ArgonzalsRM, soon to be just the Frito Bandito. But this is our 15th episode, Week 13 Player Props, NCAA, and NFL Picks. Rich, how are you doing tonight, minus being mad at me?
Dude, I'm not talking to you this whole episode. Whole episode. And stuff. And Joe, man, I'm telling you right now, man, that the disrespect between the two that you guys gave me in this last episode, just messing with you guys, man. Everything's going great, man. Another week of football, man, down to the nitty-gritty. Pick up those running backs, drop your receivers. Man, if you're this close to the playoff, man, make those right moves and make those right decisions. Do a little bit more investigating on game stats and all the players and everything, and let's go win some championships.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of winning championships, if you don't know by now, you should. Check out TotalStyles.com, full of videos, articles, all the fancy content you could want, and more. Plus, you get to see all the stuff that the guys on the team are putting out. So it's been a bunch of just ton of good stuff. Every single day is getting loaded on there. So take a look at it. If you don't know, also, like I said, you can find us Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Toilets Titles page, and then When a Family Breaks. You can also find us on Spotify, Podbean. If you do listen to us on Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate a 5-star review. Hit that like and subscribe button too. The little bell on your YouTube so you know when, when we're going live. So last thing real quick before I forget. Join our Patreon too. We'd really appreciate the support. It's pretty cheap. It was $3 a month for the first tier. We'll get you in the group chat on Discord, which is usually pretty fun. There's quite a bit of trade questions going on right now. It seems like everybody's trying to either dump guys or make that last little push to the playoffs. So tier two is $5 a month. Early access to the waiver wire episodes that I recorded by myself Monday night, which was interesting. Not quite as the normal with Justin, but this next Monday we'll both be recording it again. So it's a lot of good info. I mean, I don't know about you, Rich, but I listen to that quite a bit, and it helps me out on all my waiver acquisitions I go for.
I actually do listen to it every morning when I get my early peek at it. But yeah, you know what? It's this time right this year is chess moves. That's what we call it. Chess move, chess pieces. You gotta make those chess pieces, man. But yeah, no, I listened to the show, man. Great show last night, man. Great show.
It's quick, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was, man. I was intrigued driving, listening to on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Well, and I felt bad. You added DeSean Jackson in there at the end, and the document was kind of messed up. And it's down at the bottom, so I missed it. So Campy threw it in the Patreon for the guys, so they saw it in the group chat. That was from you. So
yes, real quick, just so you know, DeSean Jackson, 2% owned, 2.5% owned in ESPN leagues and everything. Look, he's someone you could pick up right now, stick on your bench and everything, and see what happens, man. He might be very valuable when you have a player go down last minute and just toss him in the lineup and everything. So he's going to have that. He's going to have more chemistry as next games go. So,
oh yeah, I got him in a 16-team IDP league I'm in. He was on the bench because I forgot he was on my team.
Mm-hmm.
But I am starting this week because my team's just not very good. Also, at that $5, you get entered into our Frankenstein League next year, which Rich is demolishing the competition in. I'm not doing too bad. I mean, I'm in the playoffs.
No, you're gonna make the playoffs, man. Just try to avoid my side of the bracket, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hopefully, we'll just meet in the championship. Also, enter you get into the group chat on Discord. Like I said, $10 a month gets you one-on-one roster analysis. Free entry into the Frankenstein next year, early access to the waiver wire and the group chat. So before we get going, we got to get back on track. It's been a rough go of things, I feel, the last couple of weeks. I know I've been getting my teeth kicked in. So hopefully we can change that around.
Let's do it. Now, if it wasn't, I had a great Thanksgiving day as far as picks. Went 6-for-6 that day. But the weekend kind of fell apart on me and everything. But that's typical football season this year. just nothing's mm-hmm. going right and everything, and that's what's making it a little bit more tougher. But look, it's our job to go out there and try to see what the best ones to pick, player props, pick'ems. I mean, look, we're doing our best to see to make it easier for you and everything. But hey, let's get it. Week 12, my results from last week. Like I said, it's going to jump off with the Thanksgiving. Look, Hunter Renfrow, 52.5 receiving hit, had a huge game, over 100 yards receiving. And, man, I just had that feeling, man, he was going to be the man that day and everything. And when Waller got hurt, he really stepped up, you know. DeSean Jackson had a great game, but, you know, limited to 3 catches. But Renfrow, I mean, he had like 6-7 catches for, I want to say it was like 130-something yards. So that was a hit for me. Josh Allen, he hit as I picked the over of 1.5 passing TDs. Easily hit that one last on Thanksgiving and everything. It was a good game for him. Lions and Bears, I went with the under of 41.5 points. That hit as it was a low scoring game. New yeah. Canopy, man.
I was like 41.5. Like that is no points. Like how do they, I don't know. I thought that surely they could muster that, but they are dog shit. So I guess I should have known that.
Well, it kind of helped that Swift got hurt too. As much as I hate saying that and everything, because he did hurt me in some leagues.
Two of my props.
Yeah. But let's go back to where I missed. Jamar Chase, over 65.5 receiving yards. He missed. I forgot to put in my stats for that one right there. So
did he hit a wall? Is he done? Like, what's going on here?
Man, it sounds about right, but I hope not. Maybe he'll bounce back this game. I'm not picking him this time around. What's that?
They're going to light the Chargers up.
Man, their defense has been horrible, man.
Yeah.
Next one that I missed, and it was so freaking close. Van Jefferson, over 3.5 receptions. He had 3 receptions for 93 yards. He had that one long touchdown. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to get like 4 or 5 more targets today. And or receptions. Just didn't get the receptions. Oh. Yeah, he had the targets.
He had 9 targets.
Man, what the heck happened, man? Stafford, that's what happened.
Wasn't very good.
My next miss was the Ravens and Browns over 46 points. I thought this was going to be more a high-scoring game with the Ravens coming out of their bye and everything. But, man, Jackson was horrible, wasn't he?
Oh, God, I couldn't believe it. Was that game – I was driving down here to school at the time, and I stopped and went to the bathroom halfway down or whatever, and I looked at my phone, and was the score 6-3 going into halftime?
Yep. It sure was.
It's so early in the game. I was like, oh no, it's halftime. It's like, wow, that's this is a good one.
Yeah, they only scored 26 points total.
God, that was.
So that was my week props last week. How'd you do?
Well, I went 2-3. The first one, I had DeAndre Swift going over 66.5 rushing yards, which I think he probably easily would have. He had 3 carries, got hurt.
Not can't do anything about that, man.
No. Also missed. I thought the Cowboys Raiders, I thought it'd go under that total of 51.5. I did not think they would score 69 points between the two of them. Not really anything against either one of them. I just thought that as good as the Cowboys defense had, you know, is, I just didn't see it being a high score in the game. And clearly, way wrong. I also missed on the Bears Lions. I said, you're in the gosh darn NFL. You can't. He scored 30 points. So, whatever. I don't care. It is what it is. I did, however, I said I was 2-3 last week. I don't know if I said that. I'm 30-31 on the season. So, finally went under 500. Gosh darn it. But I did hit on Derek Carr over 263.5. He threw for 373 yards. I didn't realize it was that many. But, yeah, big game. And then
he is the NFL passing leader.
Is he back up there?
Yep.
Is it because Mahomes was on bye last week?
Hey, I'm not going to say that.
Hey, he's still slinging it, man. And I hit on the Packers-Rams over 47. I scored 64 points. So at least I got a couple of them right, I guess, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's just that's the way it is this year, man.
I know. So for week 13, we'll see how I do. I don't know. Tell me what you think. I got Zeke over 46.5 rushing yards. I know they said something about slowing down, but I saw something 2 or 3 days ago that Jerry Jones says we are going to feed him the football.
I saw the same thing.
What Jerry wants, Jerry gets. Yep. He doesn't care.
Especially with McCarthy being out and everything. So I see this as an easy hit. I was going to jump on this one too. Just wanted to go a different route on it. So
I thought about taking the Tony Pollard. His is like, his total was like 44 or something like that.
Yep.
Like I could see both of them, you know, both being over. And I got Tom Brady over 305.5. I know that's a lot. I know they're going to blow out the Falcons, but I don't think they don't feel like they're a team that's going to score four touchdowns and just stop. I think that they'll just blow
keep
them
out. Piling it on, keep piling it on. I think Antonio Brown's going to be back this game too. So
no.
Oh, is it? Has it been changed?
Today I saw he's not playing.
Okay.
But I don't think it matters. I mean,
no, it doesn't. Everything, but he does give that added.
Oh yeah.
Added a weapon and everything, and I could have swore I thought he was trending in that direction.
I thought he was too, and then I like I said, I could be completely wrong, but for some reason I thought I saw this that he was gonna wait another week. I mean, to be honest, he probably should just wait till week like 15 or like 16 or 17. But you know, this one, Justin Herbert over 14.5 rushing yards. That dude is fast and he is really big, and I feel like that they're just gonna that the Bengals defense has been really good. Rushing the passer pretty, you know, but they're in coverage. They've been good. And I think that there'll be times he's going to have to run. And 14.5 isn't much. So
I don't think it's speed. I think it's sneaky fast because he's tall, got those long legs like a gazelle and everything. His stride is so much so he gets farther. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I like it. Then another one from that game, Chargers, Bengals over 50.5. God, I don't know. If I'm wrong again, I might just give up on trying to do over and under for points on games because I said it's another one just seems like it makes so much sense, and that's probably why I'm wrong. I am taking an under. Cardinals, Bears, it's pretty low, but I don't see the Bears scoring many points, you know, scoring any more points than they did last week. Kyler's going to be back. Hopkins will be back, but I don't think that they're going to really try to get Kyler out running around like crazy. I could see a healthy dose of James Conner in that game to just kind of wear the Bears down.
This is a good one. I mean, obviously because the Bears offense ain't going to score a lot, but Murray and Hopkins, they're going to be a little rusty and everything. It ain't going to be like they're coming in and just lighting the world on fire. Yeah. They got to get their feet back underneath them. So I like this one a lot.
Well, and I think too that, you know, the Bears defense has played pretty well. You know, so you know, I could easily see this game being like 17-7.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that, or even less. But so what do you got for me?
All right. So my picks for this week, CeeDee Lamb, after not playing last week and them being embarrassed, I know he's going to want to come out and make a statement in this game. I am taking over 4.5 receptions. I think he's going to be targeted a lot and is going to be receiving a lot of from those targets and everything. So I like that one. I think that's an easy one for CeeDee Lamb. He's going to be the number one receiver there. Cooper's still out for another week. So is he trending to be out or is he trending to be in?
I just was watching. It was on the TV when I was sitting there. So I'll look it up right now and then see. I can't remember though.
Joe, I'm going to act like you're in the chat, but I'm not going to acknowledge you, sir.
I thought he was getting on the stream with us. Does I need to send it to him?
I sent him the link.
He doesn't want
to. All right, my other one, Eckler. I am going over 41.5 receiving yards. They are playing against Chargers and Bengals, right? Bengals rush defense is pretty good. Passing defense is not so much. They're in the bottom half. So I think Eckler is going to make his hay in the receiving yards. So I like the 41.5 going over.
Cooper's questionable, by the way. He might play.
Okay. Either way, Lamb's going to be the man
this game. No, yeah.
Brady, I'm jumping on the train with you on the Brady over 305.5 passing yards. I just think you nailed it when I think they aren't going to lay off the gas. They're going to try to get in form, get their rhythm going, just to build for the momentum going into the playoffs. Derek Carr, I am going over 24.5 completions. Washington's defense, same thing, kind of like the Bengals. Their rush defense is pretty good. Passing defense, not so much in the bottom half. So I think they're going to make their game, and that's where Carr's been doing it. That's where they've been winning these games is Derek Carr throwing the ball. So after Jacobs having a big game last week, I see him taking a step back this week as they play against the Bengals. I think it's going to be all Carr. Now, Waller is going to be out, so they're going to have to spread the love. And I think with Waller missing, this feeds into Kenyon Drake having a more of a rule in this game and everything with the rush defense stopping Jacobs and everything. So Kenyon Drake, I am taking the over of 38 and a half combined yards rushing and receiving.
I can see it. I'm excited. I like it a lot. Joe is actually doing some online Christmas shopping. He's probably ordering my Danny Dimes jersey that he's been telling me about. So I'm really looking forward to getting that this year.
Hey, if you're interested, Joe, I wouldn't mind having like another Charles Woodson jersey or something like that. Oh, no, I take that back.
I'll send you a Green Bay Charles Woodson jersey. Get him on the good team.
No, I wouldn't wear it, man. I'm sorry. No, I actually, Joe, I want a Mr. Diablo jersey. So if you see that online anywhere, let me know. I'll pitch in.
See, when you go back to yours, I liked that car over 24 and a half completions like that. And that Kenyon Drake one, too. He was involved quite a bit in the game last week, and I was very surprised. I guess I hadn't really been paying attention like I should be to his usage. I don't know. I guess if I was the coach there, I'd just give the ball to Josh Jacobs like 30 times a game. But
well, if you remember, the last time Waller was out, Drake had a huge game.
Do I need to go pick up Foster Moreau? Is he the guy to have besides Hunter Renfro?
I've actually picked him up for this week in some leagues, which I've already had him in multiple leagues and everything, because I really thought he was going to have a breakout season this year too, where there's going to be both of them just making hay out in there, man. Yeah, I was about to say that. See that?
We will go on. So last week, college football wise, I will say, I was hedging my bet. I know I was gone last week working, but I was hedging my pick here when I said Ohio State -7.5. I hate Ohio State, but I figured if they won, I would get it right. But I'm a Michigan fan, so like I was ecstatic that they did it. My brother-in-law was at the game. They got season tickets, so he's sending me videos from the game and stuff. It was wild. And of course, the Bearcats won. You know, we knew that was going to happen.
They're our new mascot, man.
Oh, yeah. They beat East Carolina 35-13. So, once again, the Michigan Wolverines beat the Buckeyes 42-27. Finally. Did you?
Yeah, I had some.
Yeah, like I said, I can't remember if you hit both or only hit one.
No, I hit one of them. Now, I almost hit two. I picked Oklahoma State over the Sooners. It was -4.5 over. Now, Oklahoma State did win, but they only won by 4 points. So, missed that by 0.5. Hit was Fresno State -7.5 over San Jose. That hit as they won by 31. Jake Haener, the QB there at Fresno State, is putting people on notice. And this week after this win, he goes in, enters himself into the transfer portal.
You know what the best part about that Oklahoma State win was?
What's that?
That was Lincoln Riley's last game at Oklahoma, and he lost. You know, see, that's why I got it on. That's why I wore my Cowboys shirt today.
Yeah. No, you and me were talking about I should have put mine on, too, and everything. So I appreciate you doing that. Go Pokes, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this week, instead of just picking a couple college games, we're going to go through seven of the conference championship games, pretty much the big ones. I don't – you know, there's – when I say the big ones, I guess one of them is not that big of one. But the first game is the Pac-12 title game. Utah is favored going against Oregon. I think we're on the same page here, Rich. Who you got?
Actually, I am going
Oregon. No, we're not.
Yes, I'm going Oregon +2.5 over Utah. You are?
I'm taking Utah -2.5. Maybe Oregon's back. I know they beat the hell out of Oregon State last weekend. I don't know. I don't think they're that good.
Gotcha.
And they're not getting into the playoffs. So I feel like that kind of some of those kids just kind of get like whatever.
Yeah, maybe I hear you.
Big 12. I know we're on the same page here.
Yes,
we're both taking the Cowboys -4.5 against Baylor. I didn't look to see who that injury was, and I will look as we're talking. The next one's the Mountain West.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go over while you're looking that up real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
So we are both taking Utah State +6.5 over San Diego State. This is the Mountain West Conference. Utah State was the one team that beat Oregon, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Utah. And I think I like Utah State after what I saw that week that they played against Oregon. So we are both going at the +6.5 over San Diego State. Next conference is the Sun Belt. Me and Nate are both taking Appalachian State -2.5 over Louisiana Lafayette. The big one where we're splitting right now. Go ahead.
For that Baylor game, there are the quarterback, Tommy Bohannon, whatever, he might not play. Baylor's quarterback. So I'm sure they got some kid. The kid that's going to play will probably light it up. That seems like that usually what happens, but I still like Oklahoma State. Yeah. This one is the big one. SEC title game. Rich is Mr. Roll Tide himself, likes Alabama plus 6.5. I'm going with Georgia Bulldogs minus 6.5. That defense could probably stop some NFL teams. That defense is legit.
I get it. I just looks like we got someone here in the chat. Joshua King, Ducks winning the rematch. Oh, okay. Now, you know, if I'm reading this correct, this is actually my cousin over in Oregon. So I was actually born in Oregon. So I think this is my cousin right here. So Joe is going Alabama. Joe, I knew I liked you for some reason, man.
Nah. Hell with that. Go Georgia. The next one, the American Athletic Conference championship game. And, of course, we're taking the Dollar Seduce's mascot, Cincinnati Bearcats, minus 10.5 versus Houston. They're going to win again and get in that college football playoff.
Yeah, the Bearcat and Joe, they're twins, man.
Big Ten championship. For myself, the Wolverines are riding high after beating the doors off the Buckeyes. So I'm taking Michigan minus 10.5. I think you're the same way.
Yes, sir.
I know Iowa. I know how they got in. It was a whole – that was so weird how Iowa ends up in the championship game.
Well they had a big upset. I want to say it was like 4 weeks ago. I can't remember who it was. As a matter of fact, it was the week that me and my son and the family went and watched Oklahoma State play Kansas. We were up there that day and we were keeping up with football, and that was an upset. I can't remember who they beat. I want to say it was like Wisconsin or somebody like that. Iowa came and beat.
Because Iowa started the year out really good. They were hot. They were like top 10 in the country, and then
they lost. Iowa State. I just know there was one game that week that it was either Iowa State or Iowa that they beat someone that they shouldn't have beat. So
yeah, I don't know. But it was weird how they got in there. But I think Michigan's too good.
Especially after the win last week.
Yeah. Finally, the ACC title game, which I told you earlier, it's weird, but I'm like, yeah, Pitt. I remember Pitt being in the Big East, and that's gone now. But it's weird that Clemson's not in the title game. So I'm taking the underdog, Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons, plus 3.5 against Pittsburgh. I think you are as well.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I don't like Pittsburgh. Can't cheer for them.
Yeah, so, I heard your philosophy on that.
They beat my Mountaineers a long time ago. Before, I think it was like they could have probably going to go to the Fiesta Bowl or something, and they didn't. No, it wasn't that. They played in the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma, but doesn't matter. I don't like Pittsburgh. Never have. Go over a couple parlays here. What do you got?
I didn't do it last week. Because I just wasn't comfortable with any of the parlays that they were listing and everything. So I'm not going to hedge my bets on something I don't feel comfortable. It was almost the same way this week, but I wanted to kind of get something in there, and I kind of like this one. Now my parlay is from DraftKings as far as all my picks and everything. I know you go through FanDuel, so just so everybody knows.
Some of my stuff was DraftKings this week. Okay, just kind of random.
So my parlay for the week is Cowboys Saints under 47.5. I'm going to use the same theory that you were using about the Cowboys and Raiders. Both defenses are pretty good. Keep it a low scoring game. And I actually think if Taysom Hill plays, I don't think they're going to light it up and everything. So no, I could really see this being a low-scoring game and everything with him coming back as a QB. I'm also taking 49ers Hawks. I'm taking the under on that one at 46. I just think this is going to be another low-scoring game. Seattle is horrible. 49ers score. Is good and everything. Yeah, they can't score. But 49ers, it seems like whenever they play against it, it's a division game. I think this is just going to be a low-scoring game. I'm taking the under on that one. Bucks Falcons, I'm taking the over 50.5. I think that was one of your player prop bets, was it not?
Chargers Bengals, I had the over.
That's right.
But we both had Tom Brady over 305 yards. So I think if he throws for that, they might score 50 on their own.
You're right. And Chargers and Bengals, I am taking the over on that as part of the parlay, 50.5. So those are my two unders and my two overs for the parlay.
I like that. I was going to say that when you said that with the 49ers and Hawks going under, I could see it. You know, the other thing too, as much as they want to run the football and are going to be able to run the football, they're going to chew up a ton of clock. And that, you know, all that does is help with the under.
Well, so, remember, Debo is going to be out this game too. So
you don't need to remind me. Okay. It's already, it's already ruining my day. All right.
I'm sorry. Sorry to rub it in.
I know. It's okay. My makes my Frankenstein team hurt. The teaser I did, this is, I was going to have like two or three teams on it. And then I was like, well, why don't I just do all these, all the road dogs here. So these are all teams on the road that are the underdogs. So okay. With, it's a, it, like I said, a 6-point teaser. So what it ends up being is Jets plus 13, Chargers plus 9, Giants plus 10.5, Washington football team plus 8.5, Broncos plus 15.5, Patriots plus 2.5. I wrote that down wrong. It should be 8.5. Jaguars plus 19. So that comes out to like 700 odds, like 100 bucks win $700. Okay. I'm not betting $100 on it, but it just, I'm trying something out different, I guess, because it seems like if I mix and match things, it doesn't work. And it feels like, especially getting all these points added, it'll make for, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Jaguars plus 19. They might be able to cover that.
Yeah, they'll cover that, man. They have to. Man, they've played some good games and everything. So I don't like the rate. You know, I like the spread better and everything that it starts out with. But look, plus 19, they should be able to catch that.
Yeah. Like I said, I was reluctant to put the Washington football team on here, but it's plus 8.5. So see, the Raiders can still win.
They're going to win with that regular spread anyway. So
I know.
No, you don't know. You.
Survivor pool. Last week, I said the Eagles over the Giants and the Eagles lost, which makes me happy because I hate the Eagles. So this week, I'm going Cards over Bears.
Yes. I missed last week. It's Panthers. I thought we were going to dominate over the Dolphins. And yeah, Dolphins once again showed that, just like they did against the Baltimore Ravens, that they're going to come out and just snatch you at, from the reality world. So, but my pick this week, I am taking Rams over the Jags. So I like your plus 19 as far as the spread, but they ain't going to win straight up.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. Let's see how you did last week. Cause I you did better than I did.
All right. So I went 3-2, started out, like I said, on Thursday, just rolling and stuff like that. And as soon as the weekend hit, like every week, just not that good. So Raiders plus 7.5 over the Cowboys. Go Raiders, baby. Lions plus 2.5 as they barely covered it with the 3. And then Bills minus 6.5 over the Saints as a hit. My losses, Texans. I'm never picking Texans and Jets if they play again, man. You just don't know what these two teams.
I didn't even realize. I forgot that you picked the Texans. I can't believe you picked the Texans.
Minus 2.5 over the Jets. Come on, man. That was a miss. Like I said, and then I was going with my survivor pool, Carolina, minus 2 over the Dolphins, and they just snatched that away from me.
That's I don't even know what to say about that. That game is that one really.
Hey, you know what? I should have known it because on the Blitz this past weekend, I freaking called on this show that Cam is going to slip back into the old Cam, and I know you probably hate hearing me say that. But that Cam showed what it's going to end up doing for the rest of the season.
Sitting on the bench with McCaffrey?
Yep.
PJ Walker, baby.
You bring him back and you pay him all that money and everything, and it's like, dang, man. It was just like it was leading up to be great, and then all of a sudden.
It's too good to be true.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. How'd you do?
I guess I was 3-3 last week, so that's better than I thought. Started out good, except that the Bears actually won. But like I said, Lions covered. I had them at plus 3, so they covered as the Bears won 16-14. I don't know. I didn't mean to go in order like I did. I was just going to go with my misses first, but I'll just keep going. Like, I'll just do that anyways. Miss Cowboys minus 7.5.
What was that again? I didn't hear that last part.
The Cowboys minus 7.5. They lost because they didn't play very good football. Right. I also missed on the Eagles minus 3.5. I said it too last Tuesday on the show, the regular show, that, you know, because I think Jalen Hurts isn't very good. He can run the ball, but he can't throw. And I was like, yeah, you know, they won last week. They'll win again this week against the Giants. I was wrong. But I was happy for Joe, you know. So yeah, it worked out. I also missed on the Chargers minus 2.5. I said it on Joe's show earlier. I don't even know. And I'm pretty sure I might not have done it. Nope. Good. I didn't pick the Chargers this week. I was going to. I did it on Joe's show. I did it on the – I might even do it on our Tuesday show. I don't know what is wrong with that team. I mean, even against the Steelers, when they looked good at times, they still almost blew the game. It was like the Chargers last year with Anthony Lynn. It was like they didn't know how to win a football game. And now they just – now they're not even in the game half the time.
Yeah, and the hard thing about it is freaking Herbert. He's having good games and everything, and it's just – but he throws he's throwing interceptions to what he wasn't doing last year. That's the difference, yeah. If you want to come down to and everything. You take away the interceptions and stuff, and they go on their drives like they did last year, they're scoring, and they probably win some more games like he did last year, you know?
Their defense is not good.
That's very true. That's very true. Playmakers. Oh, they were good against my Raiders, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's just random. But where I was right, I said on the Bears, I said earlier, Patriots minus 6.5 versus Titans. Titans are dead, being 36-13. Also hit on the Bengals. Minus 4.5 versus Steelers. I said it earlier, Steelers aren't going to win a game the rest of the year.
That's probably right.
I hope.
So just jump into this week. What did you do, man?
So for week 13, I got I don't know. This is probably not good, but Cowboys minus 4.5 at the Saints. I'm just going to keep picking them. Because eventually they're going to get right, I think.
There's nothing wrong with that one.
I hope. I don't think the Saints have – I know Kamara's going to be back, which will be helpful.
Ingram will be back too, so.
And Ingram, but that's it. And they got Taysom Hill, who's – he stinks. I can't stand Taysom Hill. I think it was more so because I always hated when Sean Payton would take Drew Brees out of a game, yep. You know, and then put some random dude in there.
So yeah, and the bad thing is he didn't even do that this year. No. Why you do that with Drew Brees, but not Trevor and Siveon and
or James
freaking Winston? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you got a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's 3rd and 2. Let's take him out.
Yeah, that would make no sense.
No. So I like Cowboys minus 4.5. Vikings minus 7 at the Lions. I said it earlier on Joe's show. I don't think that the Lions defense is too slow. The Vikings will win by at least a touchdown, probably more. Mm-hmm. I think Justin Jefferson will have a very big game. This next one, Cardinals minus 7.5 at the Bears. We talked about it earlier, too. I just don't think that the Bears can – they won't be close. Kyler's back. He hasn't played for a month.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like he had a little vacation. So he's going to be ready to go and be out there just flying. Colts minus 9.5 at the Texans. I kind of talked myself into this on Joe's show, I think. I wasn't going to pick this game. It's a bigger spread. But it is the Texans, and I think the Colts, I know they lost last week, but they are phenomenal. One of the best teams in the AFC. I said one of. I didn't say they were the best, so it's okay, Rich. You know?
Hey, you're welcome to have your opinion, even though it ain't right. But
next one, Ravens minus 4.5 at the Steelers. Like I said earlier, the Steelers are terrible. I don't think there's a – I think the Ravens beat them by probably 14, to be honest with you. Same thing. I think every AFC team besides the Browns, because they stink, but the Bengals and the Ravens are going to beat the hell out of the Steelers and the Browns every time they play them going forward. Not last week because Lamar threw too many interceptions, but next week when the Ravens and Browns play again in Cleveland, they're going to smoke them. Then the next one, 49ers minus 3 at the Seahawks. Seahawks, they're bad. And nothing else to say. My favorite pick of the week is the Patriots plus 2.5 at the Bills. I think it's going to be the same thing as when the Colts went into town. Not saying that Damien Harris or Ramondre Stevenson or Brandon Bolden is going to have five touchdowns. But maybe Macaroni Jones throws 5 touchdowns. I don't know, but I'm taking the Bills. I'm sorry. All right, so, take the Patriots. I don't know why I said that. Patriots.
Look, wasn't in my my picks and everything, but I actually like Bills on that one. I think they're going to bounce back. And look, this is perfect the way this season is going. As soon as a team starts doing real good, a team comes in and knocks them down, and all of a sudden everybody's, okay, so who's now the next best team and everything? So I can see that this happening. Before I jump into my picks and
that's
everything.
That's just in the AFC, by the way.
What's that?
I feel like that's just in the AFC. Like, nobody wants to be the number one seed in the AFC.
Well, I mean, no, you can say the NFC too, because, I mean, look, when Rams were running, riding, when Tampa was riding high, who came in and beat them? The Rams. Then when the Rams were running high and everybody was picking them to be the team to beat, they look what they've done. I mean,
lost three in a row.
There you go. But like I said, before I jump into this, look, I know my cousin Ryan is in the chat. Why I'm going over this, Ryan, hey, type in the chat the question you were asking me earlier, and me and Nate will go over that for you.
I got a football question too, so hopefully Joe's answering and anybody else in the chat can chime in.
Gotcha. So this is the week that I know we're going to turn it around, and everybody needs to go out and pick, because you and me are dead on pretty much all our picks this week. Not realizing until I saw what you were going over. So I am taking the Cowboys -4.5 over the Saints. I'm taking the Colts 8.5 over the Texans. Vikings -7 over the Lions. I was shocked when I was listening to this show, Joe. Now, I'm not trying to call you out or anything like that, but when you picked the Lions.
He says taking the points, Lions and the points. I was like, hey, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to call him out on this show. Cardinals -7.5 over the Bears. I think we both picked the Bengals. No, you didn't pick the Bengals. So this is one that we didn't pick, but I like the Bengals -3 over the Chargers. It's at home. Look, when it's at home, it's going to be a closer game than what it is. And I just don't trust the Chargers right now, man. It's just, I don't know what to expect from them and everything. And what I saw, what I've seen from them with the Bengals and everything against the Pittsburgh, they played Pittsburgh, right? Last week, played the Raiders before. Freaking Mixon is what we would have never thought and everything, just killing it.
I've loved Joe Mixon since he was in college. I always wanted, and it was always year after year after year. And it's like he'd get, well, either he was hurt or I don't know. But this year he's not facing an 8-man box every single time. So,
yeah, well, I don't think that was never the case that people argued about. It was his injury history and everything. And man, he's having a great season, man.
Yeah.
My upset prediction of the week. Raiders -2.5 over the Washington. Ain't an upset to me, but the only reason why I'm saying it's upset because I know some people out there are saying that the Washington football team is going to come in and cover the 2.5. So this is my upset for the people that are doubting me. I'm not going to say no names.
Yeah. Just listen to the show that was on before this one.
Yep.
Okay.
As you should always be. Listen to all our shows, guys.
Yeah, all of them.
We drop knowledge like this all the time.
Something like that. We drop something.
Yeah, we drop something. Hence, toilets to titles.
Yeah. So that's all we got as far as picks for the week.
What was your question?
So I got offered in a dynasty league today where my team is terrible. Got offered, what was it, 3 first rounders. I think it was 22 first, maybe a 22 first and 2 23 first round picks. Mm-hmm. For Dak Prescott.
Superflex?
Yeah. My quarterbacks are Joe Burrow, and I just forgot him now. I had.
If you even saying just Joe Burrow, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think I got more than that. I have Joe Burrow and Trey Lance and Dak. And then I think I have Jordan Love on that team too, I think, on my taxi squad.
Yeah, easily, man. Look, Lance is going to be the quarterback next year. So you got 2 young QBs and stuff. Look, Zach's great and everything, but you're getting 3 firsts. You don't even, with those 3 firsts, you don't even need to rebuild your QBs and everything. So you could go in and rebuild on running backs and receivers. Who's your running backs and receivers?
Running backs are Antonio Gibson, Nick Chubb, Melvin Gordon, DeAndre Swift.
Oh, you got good running backs. Thing I hate about that though is there's some great running backs coming out this year.
I'll still draft them. My team stinks. My wide receivers are bad. So DJ Moore and Cortland Sutton is about the extent of my wide receivers.
That's where you need to focus on. But
yeah,
and we got to see what receivers are coming out. There's some good receivers coming out this year too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So Ryan, he just posted in the chat. Let me bring this up. Like I said, this is my cousin. I was telling him to jump on and shoot this out there. I need to pick two of these players: Zeke, Pollard, Montgomery, or Jamal Williams. If I can ask Judy or Van Jefferson, starts are just for this week.
Wait, so he wants two of the first guys?
Yep.
And then Jerry Judy or Van Jefferson?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, Van Jefferson. I don't know what happened with Jerry Judy. We talked about it on Tuesday night. It's like he's non-existent. Like, coach said he was just like hanging out on the sidelines at one point. Like, I don't know. Van Jefferson, 9 targets last week, played 98% of the snaps. Cooper Kupp and OBJ played like 99% and had 10 targets each. So he's
plus OBJ is going to be out too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Of course he is. Whatever. Ben Skoronek.
I'm not 100% he's going to be out, but he is hurt, and they were trending that he might miss some time.
I would have guessed. Yeah. the other one, it's tough. Ooh.
He's also starting CEH, so.
I'm not a CEH guy. I don't. He looked decent, didn't he, the other day?
He did.
Like 2 weeks ago? He looked pretty good, actually.
Well, on bye last week.
That's, 2 weeks ago.
Did he play?
Yeah. Not very much.
But okay, I think I sat him out because of the fact I wasn't trusting how much he was going to do and everything. Yeah. So
he you know, like I said, coming back after the bye week should help. That's tough. I want to start Jamal Williams, I think, almost, because I know the Vikings, their run defense has been decent. I mean, the 49ers were able to run all over him. Dan Campbell feeds his running backs regardless of game script. So they can be down by 14 and he's still going to run the shit out of the football. So I like Jamal Williams actually with those guys. And
I'm taking Zeke and Jamal.
I think that's what I'm doing too. I don't think Matt Nagy's a dipshit and doesn't like to run the ball as much as he should. And I feel like if we say we're going to take Zeke and Jamal, then Pollard will probably have an even bigger game. But I still think Zeke's got something to prove. I know he's got a sore knee, but Jerry doesn't care. He's going to run him into the ground.
I agree. I think you have to run him into the ground, knowing the fact that you have Pollard back behind him. So, hey, you use him while you can. And then Jamal Williams, like I said, he's number one running back there right now with Swift out. He can also catch the ball out of the backfield. So that's what I like about him.
He's stud, dude. He's awesome on Green Bay. I was always a big Jamal Williams fan.
And I also am picking Van Jefferson over Judy. Normally that wouldn't be the case, but just like what Nate was saying, I don't know what the deal is with Judy right now. Van Jefferson had that great long touchdown. Look, I know he only had 3 receptions last week, but just like you said, he had 9 targets. I want to go after the man that has targets and everything. Kupp is going to demand targets, but he's also going to demand coverage. And who does that leave open? Van Jefferson.
Yeah, and they're playing the Jaguars. So
correct.
Yeah, they're not good.
Ryan, I hope that helps you out.
Yeah, man, for sure. I appreciate the questions.
Yeah, we do this every Wednesday, man. So hop on in, give us a shout out, subscribe, and get all your friends to subscribe too.
Hell yeah. So, well, I think that's all we got for this evening. I appreciate everybody tuning in, listening. Listen in whenever you can. Like I said, if you got any questions, whatever, shoot us a DM. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. My guy Rich over here at Argonzales RM or at Toilets and Titles on Twitter. So check it out. Check out the website. That's all I got for tonight. And hopefully we make it a profitable one. Rich, you got anything else?
Same time, same place next week. Let's enjoy some football.
That's right. Have fun. Good night, everybody.